Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for just joining me live tonight, our prophecy night, our prophetic miracle prophecy night, our open lines where you can actually call in to the show to receive your prophecy. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. I'm actually smiling tonight. I mean, I'm happy, and I try to keep myself always happy, but I'm smiling tonight because if you suffer with allergies, it's not a pretty picture. And yet you can feel so miserable to the point that you don't know what to do, and then yet it makes you just laugh at yourself because it's just something that's just going to happen if you suffer with allergies. And I was just sitting here saying, I was actually singing, "Way in the Waters, you know, God going to trouble the waters." But I was thinking about my nose feeling like it's in the water. But anyway, that's just a word of a joke. I hope I made you smile. It's not by mistake that you're joining me live tonight. Again, I'm your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. If you want to call into the show to receive your prophecy, you can do so by dialing area code 347-884-9664. I do get a lot of people that actually they don't call in, but, you know, a lot of people just call in to just listen, just to hear what God has given me to speak. And that's okay, too. But at some given point, I would love to hear your voice, speak to you, see how things are going for you. I see that we have a couple calls in the switchboard. People who just join me mostly every Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday here at Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think last time I mentioned about March 2006, Wednesday night is going to specifically be dedicated to relationships. So all the calls that I have gotten in the past concerning marriages, their children, or whatever relationship there is, I will be setting aside Wednesday prophecy night specifically for our relationships. Also, I want to mention to all the listeners and those in the switchboard, and again, those that are listening via internet, I'm waving my hand to you saying hello. On some occasions, we will have technical difficulties where maybe I might not be able to open up the phone line to speak to you directly or personal, but the prophetic word of God will always still go forth, whether it's through personal one-on-one, open up the phone lines, or whether it's just overall corporate prophecy-wise. The word of God will always continue to go forth. What I would like to do right now is go to the switchboard, and I want to just basically just get a checkup and see how things are going. I know we have area code 832 out in Texas, and I'll find out from her about their weather condition and what they're dealing with on this hour. I know it's prophecy night, but again, I want to speak a little bit more to area code 832 about that. Let me open up the phone line to area code 646 and check and see how they are doing. God bless you. Thank you for calling into the show tonight.
Thank you. Hi. I'm getting
how
more
are
positive.
You?
Getting more positive.
Great.
So this is a good
Great.
Thing. Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for that.
What are some of the measures that you have been taking to feel that way?
Trying to understand that I'm responsible for how I feel, and I have a choice to either be negative or positive.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Mm. And that's good to hear. And for those that are listening live, 646 is a call that have been calling into the show. And she's just basically explaining some things that she's incorporating into her life, and that she wants to see the change, and she wants to think positive. And most of all, she wants to know that wherever the need is for our life, it is a process and everything takes time. That is so wonderful to hear.
Thanks. I was wondering if there's any prophecy for me for the new year, although a while back in October you gave me a wonderful prophecy, and I guess I can just stand on that too.
Right. Well, let me just say this to you, and I'll go ahead and make the announcement since you asked. Actually, Friday, January 1st, and this is for all the listeners, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be doing prophecies for 2006.
So 16.
Just hold that, right, just hold that thought, and all that are listening, you'll be able to call in on January 1st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to receive a brief overall prophecy for 2006. So I say to you to hold tight, and also I want you to come back on, actually, it is this Friday, so you can receive. Oh, yeah. So you can receive what God has for you. Okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for the change in the increase in the hard work and just changing your whole demeanor. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for that. I actually forgot about that. Yeah, I'll be doing overall. Now, what I'm asking everybody to do, when you come in on this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's New Year's Day. Actually, I pray to God I got that right. Yes, New Year's Day. Bring a pencil, bring a paper, and I want you to write these prophecies down, because as God speaks to me concerning all of your lives, I don't keep everything that God says in my spirit once I release it to you. So it's very important that the prophecy that you're receiving, it is your responsibility to write down what the prophet is saying so you can take what the prophet is saying to God as well in prayer. And I'm going to tell you one thing about, and I'm going to open up the phone call line to Texas. I want to check on Texas and see how they're doing there weather-wise and what's happening there. I know they've been dealing with weather, bad weather. Is that the prophecies that God is going to be giving to me for you all for 2016, let me just say this. Nothing will come to pass if you do not begin the process of change for whatever it is that God is going to bring in your life for 2016. So I can prophesy all I want, and to you as an individual, receive the word of the Lord and begin the process of accepting that word into your life so that it may be manifest through prayer and, if necessary, fasting. That's the only way that you're going to begin to see the things of God into your life. And I guess that was very important for me to say that, because we are looking for so much. But there's good things for 2016, but we have to also wake up to the warning that is happening in the world today and not forget that, you know, this world is not going to be here forever. Well, with all that being said, God bless you. Area code 832. I just wanted to check on you as far as the weather there in Texas and make sure, last I heard, you was okay, but I just want to check and see how things are now. God bless you.
Yes, amen. Thank God for you. Still is saying real cold, and we are so blessed. And I truly appreciate that you care that much about me to check in on me. We still hanging in here, and we thank God.
Amen. You all are still having a heavy rain downpours?
Well, the rain has stopped, but they said we're supposed to have some snow later on tonight. I don't know, but I know it's real cold here.
Wow. What temperatures are you dealing with? If you know,
we are in the 30, like I heard.
Oh,
by
my
morning,
God.
It can be so be like 34 degrees, you know.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, thank God. It could be worse, but thank God is what it is.
Yeah, that's right. Thank God, you know, that it's not worse, you know. It could have happened worse. But I just wanted to let you know that I was checking through to see how you was doing. And I'm happy to hear that it's cold and that you're going to receive some snow. It could be worse than that, you know.
I know. Thank God. Thank God for you, and I appreciate that a lot.
Yes, and I thank God for you as well. But before I disconnect with you, I just want to check to see whether there's anything that you needed to speak with me about or something that you was not sure about.
Well, things went well the holiday with the kids and I, you know, and I'm still praying and leaning and depending on Jesus. And knowing that thing looking better, and I just thank God for what God had revealed to you to give to me, and I had accepted what God had for me, because when God gives, the prophet's starting to give you, you have to receive it and pray over it and go on with it. You know, we can't just sit there and stop, and then we have to pray, and we guilt it, say, ouch, and just the Lord teach me better and learn how to go, you know, to go do better than what we are doing. So I just thank God because I thank God for the thing.
Right. Well, what I want to tell you is that, you know, God is always in the making to change people's life for the better. But I just want you to understand, everybody don't accept change. See, sometimes in life, you just have to move ahead. You know, the Bible says there's a time and season for all things. And we have to know our time. We have to know our season. So if I put for the purpose of those that are listening live in regards to your children, when you have done all that God has given you to do, you release them to God instead.
Amen.
And some of our children are not going to be saved.
Amen.
As much as we may pray, and I'm not saying for your children, I'm speaking overall. Wouldn't it be a beautiful thing to know that when God comes back, everybody's going to be saved? Everybody
Amen.
Ain't going to be saved. Because
no,
everybody
not.
Ain't going to receive. See,
so
everybody want to know. Everybody wants to know who God is, but nobody wants to serve and obey him.
Amen.
And you can't grow that way. So I say to you, you know what? This is the year for you, and I'll speak more to you this Friday for 2016 prophecy. This is the year for you to let go. I can tell you that right now.
Amen.
This is the year for you to
Amen.
Let go. You listen,
Amen.
Let me make you laugh. You know how, no, I'm going to make you laugh. You know how, have you ever got dressed and for some reason your sweater got connected to something? And the first thing you say, how did this happen? And you're trying to disconnect it. Now frustration
True.
Kicks in. And what you do? When you finally get it off, you go, that's what you need to do for 2016.
Okay. Thank you. And I receive
that.
God
sound.
Bless you.
I hope you hear me.
Amen. I hear it. Thank
okay.
God for that. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All
so
right,
I want to
know,
give that to
you,
and we'll talk more for 2016, okay?
Amen. Thank you, and God bless you, and I appreciate that.
Same thing here. Love you.
Love you more.
Okay. Yeah. That's area code 832 out of Texas. I wanted to open up the lines to her, check to see how the weather's doing. But you know what? I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say what I feel, and I'm going to say what I feel that God is saying to me. Though there may be things we need to let go in 2016, but there's some things that we need to hold on to. Jesus. And those things that God is saying that we need to hold on to is the very thing that you don't need. Why would God have me to hold on to something that I don't need? It's not the purpose of you holding on to it because God knows you don't need it. But the purpose of you holding on to what you don't need is to really see God. I have seen the greater power of God working, the greater manifestation of God's power working in situations where we feel we don't need God. We want to hear the word. No. God says some want to hear the word, but they don't want to receive the word. Then God said there are some that want to receive the word, but they never heard the word. Lord, help me, Jesus. I see a baby blanket right now. And I'm going to tell you what that means for me in the spirit, because I have my eyes closed. A baby blanket in the spirit for me is basically God showing me that some of you who are listening right now is still with a babe spirit. This is not a word of insult, but it's a prophecy of truth to what the Spirit of God is speaking this hour. Some of the greatest people, some of the well-known people, some of the faithfulest people, some of the craziest people, some of the goodest people you could think of in church is where they are today, because they have not grown spiritually. And the only thing that could stop a person from growing is a person who doesn't want change, or a person who doesn't adapt to change. Now, I don't know who that's for, but you could take that to the bank. And in this case, don't even deposit the check. Who? God said hold on to the check. Because we so quick to take what God give us and get rid of it. How many times God has given you something and you held on to it and you don't never want to let it go? And you took the very thing that God has given you and you kept feeding off of that. You kept growing off of that. Things kept happening in your life. God said, see beyond your situation. God says, see beyond your situation. You know why God wants you to see beyond your situation? Because your situation is not your condition. Just like if you go to the hospital, whatever your condition may be, that's not your situation. Your condition is actually your vital signs. All the hospital is concerned about, long your vital signs is good, the hospital knows you're okay. But if there's something within your vital signs, then the doctors know that there's something wrong. It's the same thing with us. Okay, I'm going to stop right there, because I'm going to say that for Friday. Because I know everybody's looking for a good prophecy for Friday for 2016. But, you know, I'm going to keep this thing real. Not for the sake of me, but for the sake of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I want to check it to with Erico 347. Oh, she's a regular that joins us as well. God bless you, Erico 347.
God bless you, Papa Bonnie. I thank you, praise God, for being on the line this morning. I was like, I'm really dealing with a decision that I don't want to make on my own. I want God to lead me. And I don't know how to so much say or go by, but I'm going to trust and believe in God. When I truly go to him, he will give me the answer to the decision that I need to make. And so
well,
continue doing what I'm doing every morning.
Well, it was the deal, Erico 347. Your mind has already been made up. When your mind is made up, either God has already spoken to you and gave you the decision that you should make, or either you made up the decision yourself. How do I know it's God? I tell people this all the time. Anything that God does, He really multiplies. Now, there's time that you'll find God will take things away within our life for a specific reason, but it's all to his glory and all to get to his attention. So what you are doing is not causing you to grow, not causing you to change, not causing a movement in your spiritual life. It's time to go. I spoke to area code 832, I believe. We get caught up, area code 347, for one reason and make a decision, because we don't know our time and we don't know our season. And that's what I'm going to tell you to ask God. Lord, is this my time and season to move away?
Amen.
And if it's your time and season, area code 347, I could promise you when one assignment's finished, God always have another lined up.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you. I appreciate that.
Yes, and I want to say something else.
Yes.
You already know the answer, because I see that you already know the answer. Ask God to give you the strength and give you the words to say and do what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, area code 347. Excuse me. We have 8 minutes left in this show, and the switchboard is empty. Again, if you're listening live and you have not called in, you still got time. Some of y'all want to call in, but y'all are so scared. But I do believe that God is going to touch your heart. One of these Monday, Wednesday, Friday nights, you can call into area code 347. 884-9664. God is still telling me to still stay here on the line. Normally, everybody know, you know, I'll get off, you know, whenever God is finished. This is for New York, because I have someone that's actually from the New York area that is listening live via internet, not even in the switchboard, but I can see this individual live, you know, and I see your hand just up, you know, I guess I could say up like open the number five position, meaning all your fingers are up, and I see your hands are up. Your creativity is in your hand. Your life is in your hand. Everything that God has given you is in your hand. There's nothing that we need to wait on God for, to be honest with you, and this is for everybody. Everything we need is in our hand. Everything. Everything. But we need God to manifest these things that he has given us for our stay here on earth. As I look at my hand for the caller from New York, my hand is open in, to the opposite position to my palm. And I, those that are listening, I'm not a palm reader. I cannot begin to tell you how to read the palms. But as I'm opening my hand, reverse on the other side, God is actually showing me your palm of your hands. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, God is showing me right from your five hands that you are a person of wisdom. In fact, I can see spiritually in your hands, as I'm looking at my hands right now, the lineage, the legacy, and the wisdom and knowledge of who you are and what God has created you to be. You're a very powerful, strong person. God is also showing me that you are connected. You're easily connected to so many different things. This is from my palms of my hand that I'm looking at your hand. And you know who you are. I know you're there. And I know you feel the Spirit of God. And there's something that I don't know if I'm able to explain to what I'm seeing now, but I see scars of wounds. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm going to write that down. I see 13 strikes of wounds in your hand. And I want to share to you, caller from New York, that that's very powerful. Because when I thought about the 13 strikes, I thought about Jesus refusally being whipped and beaten on the cross. And I just want to let you know that those strikes of wounds are in the palm of your hand. God help me. You know who you are. Don't be so worried about what people say about you, but be more concerned about what you say about yourself that people don't hear. God made you, and he made you well, and he has given you gifts. He has given you wisdom, and he has given you knowledge. Take to what the prophet is saying for you. This is for you, New York. You know who you are. I would love to call your name. But even when God is telling a parable, he didn't always give names of who he was talking about. But he spoke about the purpose point that he wanted to reach us all in his parable. So I just want to say that to the New York caller. And I want to tell everyone to make sure to join me back here this Friday, January 1st, for your 2016 prophecy. In fact, that's probably all I'm going to be dealing with. The switchboard is full. I'm going to be very straight to the point for your prophecies so that everyone can hear what God is saying for them on this hour. If you need to, those who have Facebook, I put like 8 prophecies on the internet, 8 of them for 2016. You can view that at Ellen Bynum page, lowercase I on Facebook.com /. Or if you don't have anything better to do and you want to just call and just send your love and your greetings, you could do that at Prophetic Miracle Ministries at gmail.com. God bless. Our area code 832-347-646 will call normally into the show. And those that are listening live, God bless you all. And I do send the spirit of love to you all because God is love. God bless you all. And again, make sure you join me live this Friday for New Year's. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, January 1st. God bless you all, and I love you all dearly. Bye-bye.